Welcome back. I'm Brenda, and this is John. We're two of the pastors here at Duluth Vineyard. Hey, John, your hair looks nice and trim. Did you say your wife actually is cutting your hair right now?
She took me out in the driveway and cut my hair. That is correct.
I was wondering what you thought about me having Michael use those kinds of... You use shears, right?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about Michael doing my hair?
Best idea ever.
I don't think it's going to happen, John. I say, no way. I don't trust him to even come close to me.
Yeah, I think that would be dangerous. Hey, at the start, we'd like to invite you to continue worshiping, to worship God through giving, to go to duluthvineyard.org/give and give to the church. There is so much more that we as a church can do during this pandemic, so we're inviting you to give.
It's great to have you joining us from wherever you are. And, you know, it's important for us to just acknowledge that these are difficult and confusing times. And we're all having some anxiety about just the unknown. And we would love to be together in person, but this is as close as we can get right now.
Yeah, you know that when hardcore introverts want to be with people, that these are hard times. And when times are hard, you know, our focus, our starting place is on the fact that Jesus is Lord. He is. Jesus is Lord. He's not just fire insurance or our ticket to heaven. Jesus matters now. He does. Jesus is making the world perfect again as we submit and we surrender to him. Jesus is Lord is the first of the Ten Commandments. Jesus is Lord is just the practical reality of what it's like to follow Jesus. He comes first. He's our boss. We obey him. So, what is Jesus telling us to do? Well, we are commanded to love like Jesus. Jesus, the night before he went on to the cross, he talked to his disciples. And if you're going to die the next day, it focuses your attention. He told them what was important. In John 15, he said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command." Again, verse 12. "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you." Wow. Jesus, he loved us by laying down his rights, by sacrificing everything, by going to the cross for us. That is our example to follow. So, in this pandemic world, we love like Jesus. Loving like Jesus is the reason why we've closed our building here at the Duluth Vineyard. It's the reason that we're meeting with you today online. It's not about politics or legal rights or popular opinion. We're intentionally inconveniencing ourselves for others. We're sacrificing for others.
Yeah, John, this verse has come to me a couple times this week, and I wanted to read it. Matthew 22:35. It's actually a couple verses here, 35 through 40, and it says, "Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, 'Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?' Jesus said to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.'"
Yeah, that's love God, love people. That's like the Bible for dummies right there.
It is. And, you know, we've even had pastors from Duluth, people, you know, in other churches call us this week and ask us if we're going to fight for our constitutional rights to gather. And, you know, maybe align with other people who are doing that. You know, what's the Vineyard going to do? And our answer is that we're going to do whatever it takes to love our neighbor really well.
Yeah, it always seems hard, even impossible, to love like Jesus. It's hard to keep our building closed. We want to be together. The physical isolation is especially hard for people who live alone or who maybe are on the front lines fighting the pandemic or who've lost jobs. It's hard not to be together. And by keeping our building closed, we're loving people. We're not just loving people in our community, not just loving ourselves. We're loving people that we don't even know, that don't even like us. We're trying to protect and love the greater Twin Ports community. You know, we're trying to, like Jesus, sacrifice for everyone, even people that hate us. And that's hard. There are lots of ways where in our lives it's hard to love like Jesus. It's hard to love like Jesus and to forgive the people that hurt us. It's hard to love and help the poor, the hungry, immigrants, unborn children and their mothers. It's hard to love like Jesus and let Jesus have control over our careers and our money, our sex lives, our relationships. It's hard to love like Jesus and to lay down our prejudice and our racism and to love across our differences. You know, in Minnesota this week, with the tragic death of George Floyd, we're reminded what a huge problem this is. Our hearts go out to those, to his family, to everyone that's suffering. This is an area where absolutely people need to love like Jesus.
Yeah, you know, John, I had the privilege just yesterday to speak with a person of color that is part of our community here at the Duluth Vineyard. And I was asked this question, shouldn't the church see us and shouldn't the church be there for us? Mm-hmm. And let me just say this personally, like, this is heartbreaking and we see you and we are brokenhearted with you and we fully intend to walk through this together. One of the things that this person told me is that they feel so isolated and so alone. Mm. And as the church, we are with you and we want to walk through this together. And I'm privileged to be able to meet with and listen and learn and pray with. And I would encourage any of you that, you know, this is affected negatively, which is probably most of us in some way or another. To reach out to us because we would love an email or phone call because we really do want to walk through this together so that you are not alone.
Yeah, it's such a hard problem. It's hard to love like Jesus. It's hard to lay down our rights. It's hard to give up our life like Jesus did. But that's what following Jesus is about. That's in doing that, that's how we experience his love. That's how Jesus is changing the world. It's how normal people know that we are followers of Jesus.
Yeah, we don't want to necessarily be known as those people, that church in Duluth, who are really good at, you know, standing up for their rights. No, what we want to be known for and what we want people to say is, wow, that Duluth Vineyard crew, those people are really good at loving other people really, really well.
Yeah.
You know, I keep thinking about the underground churches, and God just has been bringing them to mind all over the world. You know, churches that can't gather, and that's been part of their story for a long time. And, you know, I think about how they don't have the freedom to worship like we have experienced most of our life. And when I put myself in their shoes, I really feel challenged to have their mindset. But I want to, and I want to think, and I want to act more like somebody would who actually is following Jesus in extreme oppression or, you know, just not having the freedom to go where they want to. And worship like they want to. And, you know, there's followers of Jesus all over the world who don't have that freedom, and they still thrive. They still worship. The church that gathers in Jesus' name is thriving, and growing across the world, even under some very severe conditions.
Yeah, that is so true. It's actually Pentecost weekend. This weekend, we remember how the church started 2,000 years ago. Yeah. And it started with Jesus leaving his followers and taking that cloud elevator up to heaven. And his followers, they were alone. They felt alone like us during the pandemic. You know, some of them were scared and they were tired and even depressed. And they longed for Jesus' kingdom to break through, to be part of making the world perfect again. But Jesus had told them to wait for a key gift from God. And you know, that gift was not a fancy building to meet in. That gift was the Holy Spirit and his power, and that changed the world forever.
Yeah, this whole time that we've been going through has been such a reminder. I know we've said it, but now we've actually had to walk it out. And that's that the church is not a building.
No.
The church, you know, didn't meet in a common place or a building for the first 350 years. And it wasn't until Constantine started to turn some of the pagan temples into churches that the first church even had a place together. So imagine being, you know, the first century church and for hundreds of years never having a building, but still existing and even thriving really well. Because the church is just not a building.
Yeah.
The church is the people who are following Jesus. Let me tell you some of the things that have been happening just through this short season of the pandemic. Do you know that 109 people have made decisions to follow Christ just since we started our online services
wow.
in the past 12 weeks? And we've prayed for 438 people online during those weekend services. People have been healed. Our benevolence donations have reached nearly $68,000.
Oh, so generous.
And that is our church. That is our church, our community of Duluth Vineyard people, in a time when it's not safe to use our building and gather in one big group. We've had, you know, 50 small groups gather online since the pandemic started, and so much relationship and just learning how to pray for people online and being with each other and walking together.
Yeah, together as a Duluth Vineyard community, we are pressing into loving like Jesus. For now, we're going to keep our building closed. We're going to open it when it's safe. We're going to open it when we both can love people and open the building. And we don't have a fixed timeline for that. You know, we don't have all the answers, but there is something we do know. Jesus is Lord, and we trust that he will tell us when it is safe to open the building.
Yeah, Michael and I shared our purpose and our plans in a written letter that we sent out about a week ago. And if you didn't receive it, then we most likely don't have updated email information for you. And you're going to want to give us your current email. And we request that you are put on our email list. And you can do that through that digital connect form. But the letter is posted on our homepage, too, at duluthvineyard.org, and you can find it there. And we're kind of asking, or we're looking at that as sort of like our plumb line that we can always go back to when we have questions, because I kind of feel like every time the looming question is like, you know, what is the vineyard going to do? Mm-hmm. We start to feel some anxiety because we don't know the answer to that. And so I feel like, you know, what we've said in that letter really does express our heart and how we're navigating this.
Yeah, and we do know that when we gather again, that we're going to make some changes to love people better. We want you to expect that when we get together again, things will be different, because we don't just want to love the young and the healthy, the people that have strong immune systems. We want to love everyone like Jesus. We want to love and serve the entire community.
Yeah, so we have formed several working groups that are strategically looking at what changes, what preparations that we're going to need to follow to re-engage in publicly gathering. And so over the next 2 weeks, we're developing some plans. And then will come some implementation of those plans. And so we'll need a little bit more time for that. And we would love to have you praying. We appreciate your prayers for us as we move forward, that we would have courage, that we'd have wisdom, that we'd have kindness, and patience, and just listen really well to Jesus. So together, we're pressing into loving like Jesus. And, and what that means is that we're focusing all of our energy on leading our church. And this is really important to us as leaders, that we want to lead our church to have a more unified, a grace-filled response to actually lay down our individual rights. Mm-hmm. We may have to even die to them and not get what we want, you know, to sacrifice my own comforts, my own preferences, to say, you know, if you're perhaps more vulnerable to getting sick, well, then, you know, that's a way more important than me getting what I want, me getting my way. We want to show the larger Twin Ports community that we're not going to fight with each other. We're not going to fight against mm-hmm. the community right now because we're here to serve the community. We actually give up ourselves and we lay down our lives for others. And we're going to choose not to fight, you know, over rights or petty things. So we are unified in saying we love you, we love our neighbor, we choose the way of Jesus, and we think of others more highly than ourselves, because this is what we want to model as mm-hmm. a leadership. This is what we're praying God will do in our hearts. When you wake up in the morning, you don't feel like it, you need the Holy Spirit, and so we have to do that. Nobody gets a pass. We're doing that work with Jesus in our own lives as leaders, and we ask you to join us. We ask that you will join with us to do this, and it's going to be our privilege just to honor, to know that we're honoring the people around us, that we're loving really well. Would you join us in doing this, Duluth Vineyard Church?
Yeah.
And then the, you know, kind of the first question that pops in my mind, okay, like, you know, how are we going to do this?
Oh, I know the answer to that one. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that's inviting each of us to love like Jesus, for each of us to say Jesus is Lord and to receive the Holy Spirit. That's what we need.
Yeah, I know for myself too, you know, I need personal transformation. Mm-hmm. I need, you know, and I know that can only come through the Holy Spirit. I can't change my heart. I can't dig deeper and find more love. But I know that when the Holy Spirit comes and when I show up and press into like receiving more mm-hmm. of the Holy Spirit and ask for His grace to be filled with His grace and His love, you know, by just asking God to help me understand what it means to be people of the Spirit of God who are completely dependent on Him to mm-hmm. help us to lay down our lives for our neighbors. Because it is not natural or supernatural. We don't have the supernatural things we need to do that. And we're just not going to be able to change our own wishes. And we're not going to be able to follow the way that Jesus is asking us to without the help of the Holy Spirit. You know, what happens is our flesh just rises up and it gets kind of demanding and ornery, you know, without the Holy Spirit to cut off our flesh, to cut off those selfish things, those autopilots, those rights that we think we have. We need the Holy Spirit to change us into people who look and act and sound like Jesus.
Yeah, we sure do. But we can love like Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit. God is still giving His church, us, the gift that we need. It says in 2 Timothy, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." Oh, we need that now. Or in Galatians, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control."
Yeah, and I mean, certainly, you know, we're being given an opportunity to choose to not fight our federal or state or our local authorities and instead be willing to wait and be willing to wear a mask and be willing to stay 6 feet apart and, you know, even to resist social shaming because someone is sick or because someone is taking extra precautions or, you know, maybe even because someone's not being conscientious enough.
Yeah.
Being willing to adhere to what is going to be harder. It's going to be hard to do. And it is going to be like laying down our rights and follow the way of Jesus so that we can love others really well. I know we're kind of repeating ourselves, but it's so important right now for us as a church that we keep others safe as we possibly can.
Yeah, if you're resistant to loving others like that, if you're thinking, I don't think I can do that, well, then what we need to do is we need to surrender to Jesus and receive his incredible, amazing love. That's the his love is the only thing in the universe that will make us happy. And, you know, Jesus, he loved us so much that he laid down his rights, right? He sacrificed everything. He went to the cross for you to pay for all the bad things that you'll ever do, but also so that you could become like Jesus, love like Jesus. You know, if our lives aren't full of his wonderful, life-changing love, we should take a look around our lives. Could it be that Jesus is asking us to do something and we're refusing to do it? Or Jesus is telling us to stop doing something and we just keep on doing it? Well, if so, then Jesus isn't Lord. Yeah. Not really. In John 15:10, it tells us how to experience, to remain in Jesus' love. It's by obeying him, by surrendering to him. Maybe you've never done that in your life, or maybe that's just not how you're living right now. Well, today you can say yes to Jesus in his love. For the first time or for the 100th time, you can say Jesus is Lord and receive the Holy Spirit. So let's take a minute here, and I'll just say a simple prayer of surrender. These aren't magic words that you need to say. You just need to tell Jesus, I'm in. But if these words are the kind of words you want to say to our loving God, go ahead and say them with me. Jesus, I'm in. I surrender to you. I see that I can't fix myself. I can't love like you love on my own. I can't even stop doing the things I don't want to do. So I give up on myself and I take hold of what you did on the cross, that you did it for me. You died for me. You paid the price for me. You give me this incredible gift. And then you rose again, proving it's all true. And so right now, Lord, send me your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Change me from the inside out so I can actually love like Jesus, so I can help change this world. Amen.
Amen. Well, if you made a decision today to surrender to Jesus, please use the link in your live chat window if you're watching us during our live streaming. We'd love to know your name. We'd love it if you would even talk with us. You can click live prayer if you're live streaming with us, and we could pray for you right now. We could meet you. You could use our digital connect form, and you can say that I made a decision to surrender my life to Jesus. We'd love to reach out to you. And so if you could take the time to do that, that would really, really be fantastic. Thanks for being with us today. Jill and Clint are going to share some opportunities that will help us all stay connected. And then we're going to take some time for some more worship and pray for each other.